This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This program today is being brought to you pretty much the same way it's been brought to you since mid-March. Three people, two audio engineers and yours truly, in about 20,000 square feet of really, really empty office space, and then a couple of dozen more people working from home. And if the latest report from Pew is any indicator, it might stay that way for a while. Nearly 90% of people, yes, 90% of people who've been able to work from home, Pew says, have no desire to go back to the office full time once it's safe to do so. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what that might portend.
Jonathan Soon is in that majority of people who would very much like to keep working from home permanently.
At home, I have a window by where I work so I can open it and get fresh air. Or just look out the window.
There are no windows in the IT department where he works at a university in Southern California. He likes how quiet it is at home and not having to commute. Pew Research found that more than half of people whose jobs have allowed them to work from home during COVID want to keep doing it all or most of the time. Another third say they'd like to at least some of the time.
That's creating a lot of conversation about how we're going to operate in summer 2021.
Justin Drager runs a nonprofit in D.C. with about 45 people on staff, and nearly all of them now say they want to be able to divide their time between home and the office. And Drager is okay with that.
This idea of being in the office 5 days a week, I think, is a bygone era for companies that have successfully moved to telework.
And a lot have. Kate Lister with Global Workplace Analytics says the companies she's talking to in tech, law, banking, and insurance are planning to keep doing it after the pandemic ends.
We've reached the tipping point where there's enough companies that are going to be offering it that if you're a company that doesn't offer it or allow it, you're simply not going to be able to hold on to your people or attract the best talent.
That will be a welcome shift for people in industries where working from home is possible. But they're generally the Americans who earn the most. For most people, working from home isn't an option. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.